When you pick up your Bible, at first glance, the God of the Old Testament can seem short-tempered, racist, and quick to favor men over women. But is that what God is really like? Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. I'm Ryan Thomas. Our guest, scholar David Lamb, has written a book called God Behaving Badly and helps us put the Old Testament stories into a more understandable framework and context.
I was born in the South and grew up in the Midwest. I lived in Iowa for 14 years. And then I moved to California, and then I moved to the East Coast. But as you move from other parts of the country, you realize that, okay, yes, we all speak the same language here in the U.S., but we've got a lot of different values. Midwestern values are a little bit different from California. And East Coast values and kind of the bluntness of the East Coast urban. But if you didn't travel as much, you might just assume that all Americans are the same. In fact, if people came from Europe or from South America, we might think, well, all Americans are the same. Well, in reality, that's not the case. That's just in our country now. But once you start adding time and you're going back in time into the world of the Middle East, the world of Jesus, the world of Abraham and Moses, it's not just a long ways away geographically, but chronologically, things were very, very different. And it's hard to fully understand that. But once we do some work to try to understand why things were different back then, it can make more sense to us, some of the things that, you know, that we just don't really understand as we read about these stories in the Old Testament about, you know, how a husband would treat a wife, or how a master would treat a slave, or how they would treat animals, or these other things. It just, as we understand the world of the ancient Near East, it helps us immensely understand the Bible, understand ultimately God better, and why is he working in these ways with these people?
So is God legalistic or gracious, or maybe is he a combination of both?
That's a great question, Joe.
That's my job.
I mean, the first thing I would say is God did give people laws. I mean, the thing I would say is God gives people laws. I mean, Jesus kind of gave a lot of commands. But it's a little bit like when my sons are older now. I've got a freshman in college and a junior in high school. But when they were younger, and I would command them to not chase the ball out into the street. Is that legalistic of me to command them to not chase their, you know, soccer ball or basketball out into the street? Well, I don't think so. I think that's just being a good parent.